devil's advocates. Never personal, only politics.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, rolling through the happier happy hour. I got Dominic, I got Fancy Brian, I got Evan, lightly screening your calls at 844-967-2789. Dom, your thoughts before we go back to the lines?
I just think you need to have a better attitude about today, Curdy.
Oh, you take that back.
I find it so... usually I'm the pessimist, man.
I want real indictments. Specter of future, maybe something, because he brought some paperwork out of Mar-a-Lago?
Come on, man. Al Capone was untouchable until he got touched. John Gotti was a Teflon Don until he stuck to the pan. Everybody is getting away scot-free until they're not. So, I don't know what you're... I mean, yes, it'd be nice to have it happen today, but it's not happening today. But it's still in the works. And Donald Trump, I mean, even... It continues to make trouble for himself. So, I'm down, man. I mean, we talk about, was Garland doing anything? Well, yeah, I think he is. You know, the Manhattan DA, well, he came out. And I don't know why you're so... you object to this. I mean, presumably he's some pressure because of the people resigned. But you don't know what kind of... pissing contest was going on there. You had a new guy come in, and the people that were appointed under the last guy left. I mean, it's not uncommon for there to be a philosophical or legal difference in opinions when these things happen, man. So, I mean, I'm glad he came out and clarified, at least said something today. It's better than saying nothing.
Yes, he made every effort to save face with the press release. And his lead prosecutor said, all the evidence is there. And what are you waiting for? And apparently, wanted to roll out a press release and tell you what a great prosecutorial resume he has.
Well, and his lead investigator in this, and that they're going after other information that has not been investigated yet. I mean,
if you've got all the proof to convict, why do you got to go find more? That was Mark Pomerantz's biggest objection at his point of resignation, is all the evidence is there. Sure, could you always hope for a little tighter, a little better, one more bow to tie around your case? Sure, but we've got all the evidence we need to convict the former president now. So why would I be excited because the guy sent out a press release and said, no, we're really trying hard. Don't believe the lead prosecutor, the guy that was hired by the last guy.
The unpaid guy? That guy? The guy that was unpaid. He was unpaid, Curdy, right? And he was also brought in by the last guy who held the position.
Cyrus
Vance. When you have a regime change, when you have new people at top, they bring in the people they want and do it how they want. And lots of times there's conflict. Now, I'm not saying that that's the case here.
Okay, but that's still not getting me excited. I'm not feeling a shiver up my leg if you'll excuse me.
Do you feel more or less positive about this?
Press release.
Do you feel more or less positive about this than before he put this out?
This Bragg's press release is meaningless. He already is wrapped up and started sending evidence back.
So really?
Why would I care?
Wait.
Yes.
I need you to Google that, clarify that. Where did you find that information?
Because
my understanding
has been reported.
It was leaked from the Trump people, so says Palmer. I've seen different reporting on that. So until you can tell me that that's actually happening.
You're questioning my memory of
sources? I'm not. No, I've read the same reports, but I'm also telling you I've read other reports that are contradicting what you have just said.
So I'm supposed to get excited about contradicted reporting on whether or not
you believe, Crudy, that evidence is being sent back,
yes.
Right? You believe that, right?
That's
you read that and you believe
reported.
It. Now, I've read that that's not the case. So, I mean, we have contrary information in that regard. So if that kind of information was leaked by, I don't know, the Trump camp, would that have any impact on your position, whether
sure,
or not evidence
is actually...
Sure, but who
the hell's going to be reporting the Trump camp's leak that the evidence is being returned? That's not... That's coming
unnamed
from the prosecutor's
sources, man.
Office, man. That's coming
unnamed
from the
sources.
Okay, I'm super excited that unnamed sources, which you want to refute because some guy dropped a press release. We have clear
it's
evidence
not some
in
guy,
the
man.
Let me please. We have clear evidence in the public record of the criminality of the former president. Whether it's the tax return stuff, which is what's being alleged in the Manhattan DA's office by Alvin Bragg, but his just quit the job. Lead prosecutor guy said, you quit investigating. You're dropping the ball. And he comes out and says, no, I'm not. Well, he just got crapped all over in the public. He had to do something. He's an elected official. He's trying to save face. You know what would save face? Indictments. Indict the SOB. You know the crimes are there. Drop the indictments. Be it Fulton County, be it this guy in the Manhattan DA's office. The only one that's doing her job, as near as I can tell, is Letitia James. She's got a court ruling. She's trying to uphold the court ruling. It might be a civil matter, but she's got some teeth behind the prior judge's ruling. She has an enforcement mechanism for the documents she wants. So that's the only one I'm going to take any sort of, you know, tingle up the leg from.
Everything else is still moving forward.
Everything
though,
else is crap at this point.
Ah, come on. It's all small potato stuff, dude. Any one of those things could bring this guy down, man. What are you talking about?
Criminal allegations against the
man. Yes, there have been for years and years, and any one of them could, any singular one could take him down, Crudy.
So you think that what does take him down mean?
I think that it is not nearly as dire as you think it is. And I'm with you on the fact that, yes, it'd be nice.
Dire
meaning that Trump walks. Trump is John Gotti. Trump's going to walk. That's what a lot of people think, right? Do you think that? Do you think Trump walks?
I am very, let's just say, frustrated, angry, and somewhat depressed. Because despite the clear criminality that we see exposed in public records and the reporting, well-sourced, we don't see any movement to hold the former president accountable for what is clearly the less nuanced crime, the January 6th, be it the incitement directly of the insurrectionist at the Capitol or the greater scheme to overturn the election, man. That's the crime. It's the crime against democracy. And until there is charges, until the American people see this SOB held responsible, no, I'm going to have a hard time getting all peppy on a Thursday afternoon.
Oh, man, you're such a Debbie Downer, man. Bring it around, Crudy. Got to have a positive attitude to this. None of these investigations have been shut down. Not one singular one of them. Donald Trump continues to lose cases.
Technically, the one on Stormy Daniels has been shut down, and we saw all sorts of clear evidence. I mean, hell, Michael Cohen went to jail for the same thing that Donald Trump is walking the streets supposedly being vindicated by, right? The legal fees to Stormy Daniels, Donald Trump claimed vindication. Michael Cohen went to prison for the very same crime. We know there's a crime. It was never prosecuted. So how am I supposed to get optimistic about some paperwork crimes? I mean, they tried to smear
because,
Hillary Clinton with it. But
paperwork crimes, right? Al Capone.
Well, that's different than tax.
Wait, what?
Paperwork crimes is taking paperwork crimes down to Mar-a-Lago. Love letters.
If the paper has national security implications, and we both agree that Trump is, if nothing else, perhaps compromised, if not, you know, coordinating with foreign sources, that alone could bury the guy. And the fact that the DOJ is apparently, according to the reporting in the Washington Post, starting to look into that is a positive thing. Of course they should look into it, and you should not discount it because it's national security on a piece of paper. Would you feel better if it was a hard drive?
That reporting of the possible investigation of Trump taking the paperwork off campus, the paper crimes, as I've described it, if you read the Washington Post reporting, the DOJ didn't actually make comment. This is some unnamed
sources.
Yes,
people speaking on a condition of anonymity, just like the same people who said that the information is being returned to witnesses in the Trump case of the Manhattan DA.
I tell you what, let's take some calls, and I'll do a little Googling because that was being widely reported. I'm supposed to discount that reporting and be excited because of a self-serving press release from the Manhattan DA's office.
Oh, How many press releases are released that aren't self-serving? Crudy, I mean, isn't that kind
Very
of the point
few.
Of a press release? So
yeah, there's some people in the state running entire campaigns and governance on press releases. I won't name names, though. 844-967-2789. Wisco Paul, how you doing?
Hey, Paul.
Hey, good afternoon, Devils. First of all, three U.S. senators did the right thing today, one from Utah, one from Maine, and one from Alaska. The second thing is, I think Boss is above the law. Shadow Governor Gableman still doing what he's doing. And what you guys are talking about right now, I watch Garland on TV. He doesn't exactly inspire my trust the way he does things. He doesn't, I don't know, he doesn't have it, like Prudy would say. And, Tom, you were positive way back in Mueller and the second impeachment and on and on and on. Nothing's happened to the man. He just keeps going on. And also, they're running the clock right now. They're running the clock. All they got to do is, January 1st of next year, and the clock runs out. And Trump walks, and he may get to run for president again. So I kind of lean towards Crudy.
You're a smart man,
I'm a
Paul.
Debbie Downer on this one.
Well, there's...
All right, you guys have a great day. It's cool when you argue. Excuse me.
Thanks, Paul.
Appreciate it, Paul.
Take care, man.
Here's what I would say. It's not that I... And I'm very, very happy about the KBJ, the new Supreme Court nominee that was confirmed today. I'm very happy that three Republicans of conscience voted for her. But there's real crime. You know, the January 6th, the insurrection, and the trying to overturn the election. That's the real crime. That's the prosecution I want to see. I'm not looking for the guy to get hung up on parking tickets and whatever. And it's not an any means necessary sort of prosecution.
But you realize
there's
the
one
DOJ
specific crime
they've now gone after what 700 of the people. Now they're working on what the funders, the organizers. I mean, they're getting. I mean, I don't know what you're looking for, ma'am. They just reported that what earlier this week, last week. I understand that, Curdy.
But you could have
about the massive
the
investigation
circle.
That this has to. You think something like this can be investigated in a month? I mean, you know what I mean?
16 months, Don.
All right, so right, and you got to work your way up. And we just went to trial in the last couple of months.
Do you?
You
yes, work your
yes.
way up from the
really,
very
seen,
lowest peg on
have
the,
you seen mob prosecutions, man? Yes. Isn't that how they do it? That's how they do it.
Yeah, well, the typical mob boss isn't geared up for his reelective campaign, which would give him a get-out-of-jail-free card, right? I mean, they act like the sitting president is above the law. And Donald Trump's about to go run for president again. And he gets another get-out-of-jail-free card. And then he can, what, pardon himself? So, no, I'm not getting excited till I see specific
indictments. And the OLB memo has never been challenged. I highly doubt. If there ends up being some sort of prosecution of Donald Trump, and he decides to run, and for some way, if he wins, while there's an active indictment and trial against him, that he can just pause all that and walk away. I think there'll be a challenge of the OLB ruling on that, and I think there absolutely should be. I don't give a damn if the president, if you say that you can what be sued for some matters and not others, and somehow that you can't compartmentalize that. I mean, that's a bunch of bunk, man.
The Department of Justice took up the Trump Department of Justice position in regards to the rape allegation, the defamation suit. If you'll recall, Bill Barr wanted the United States government to replace Donald Trump, personal citizen, in the defamation case. He was accused of raping a woman at Nordstrom's in a dressing room. And Barr took that position. You know who else took that position? Joe Biden's AG, Merrick Garland, took that position in regards to Donald Trump's personal civil suit, where he was sued for defamation about lying about whether or not he raped a woman. I guess it was maybe Bergstrom's department store. Hate to get all of the facts not entirely accurate, but I got more of them right than you do, man. Poor devils.
I highly doubt it.
Phone lines open, like 63%. You're like 37, man. You're the other 37. 844.
So between the two of us, we're always right.
One of us is. 844-967-2789. I'm pretty sure that's the phone number.
A man stands alone at a plate. This is the time for what? For individual achievement. There he stands alone. But in the field, what? Part of a team.
But nobody likes me.
You got nothing.